Now, if you drive to Thanksgiving this holiday week, you may have an experience like this. You have a little bit of turkey, you have a glass of wine, you have another glass of wine, then you drive home with the kids in the back seat. That tradition can mean drinking and driving that puts children at risk. And in New York State, drivers now face the toughest law in the country to fight that. Here's Nancy Solomon.
The New York law bears the name of Leandra Rosado, who died in a crash in October when the mother of a friend stuffed seven preteen girls into a station wagon and allegedly drove drunk on a curvy four-lane highway in the Bronx. Leandra's father, Lenny Rosado, fought for the bill.
Those that think it's okay to drink and drive with children in the car or not will pay the price.
The new law makes it a felony to drive drunk with a child under 15 in the car and results in an automatic suspended license. If a child is injured, the driver could get up to 15 years in prison. And if a child is killed, that penalty rises to 25 years. It also requires anyone convicted of drunk driving, with or without a child, to install a device that requires the driver to pass a breathalyzer test before their car will start. New York Governor David Patterson praised Lenny Rosado for lobbying the state legislature.
We have now given law enforcement officials the tools they need to keep people who act with such reckless disregard for human life off of the roadways of our state.
In July, a woman believed to be drunk and stoned drove the wrong way on a Hudson Valley highway, causing a gruesome crash that killed eight people, including four of the five children in her minivan. These sorts of accidents are shockingly common, according to Kyron Quinlan, a University of Chicago pediatrician. In a study of alcohol-related accidents that result in the death of a child, he found that two out of three of those children were riding in the car of the drunk driver.
It's different than one might think. It's not usually the lonely drunk driver leaving a bar and the family in their van gets hit. It's not a two-vehicle crash like that. It's that the child's own driver has been drinking, typically.
Quinlan says those numbers have held steady over the last 20 years, while overall drunk driving fatalities have dropped by half. He says the New York law is a good first step, but ultimately, more public education and prevention campaigns are needed to stop adults from drinking before they drive with children in the car. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon.